This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate arm, puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 13th, 2018. We're an hour two of the broadcast running down some of the unreported news this hour, and I'm going to be taking phone calls later this hour. But, you know, you remember the term deplorable? Remember how that went crazy after Hillary Clinton, who hopefully, you know, hopefully all this is going to fall on her and she'll at least, you know, get some trouble out of all of her crimes. But maybe that's wishful thinking. But the term deplorable became really widespread. I think you're going to see that with this whole S-hole storm from Thursday. I think you're going to see that term referred to, or you may say bandied about, quite a bit. All right, how about this as a story? Now, I've been updating this for the last several weeks about how Israel's deporting everyone from Israel. I mean, they're getting rid of all anyone that's illegal, or everyone they want to go is going. Now, this story is coming in from TheObserverOnline.com. The title is African Deportation Plan Snarls. Israel's plan to deport all 40,000 African invaders pretending to be refugees in that country may have hit a major hitch after both Uganda and Rwanda, the two nations identified as the dumping ground for the unwanted blacks, have denied signing any agreement on the matter. According to a report in the Kenyan East African newspaper, Rwanda and Uganda, which had offered to settle African refugees in Israel, have now backtracked on the matter, with government ministers even denying that their nations had agreed to the plan at all. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the plan to expel the Africans is already underway, and the invaders, who are called infiltrators in Israel, have been given 90 days to agree to be removed or go to jail. In Israel, it's leave or jail, but in America, it's welfare, it's health care, it's anchor babies, you can get a driver's license, you can practice law in California. I mean, it's just what a difference. Now, however, Uganda's State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Cooperation, Henry Okello, said that they are baffled by reports of the deal to accept thousands of African migrants being expelled from Israel. Okello told Uganda's Daily Monitor that we have no agreement with the Israeli government to send refugees from other countries that are in Israel to Uganda. We're baffled by these reports. We have no partnership agreement with the government of Israel. Ask Israel to explain how they reached this decision. There is no written agreement or any form of agreement between the government of Uganda and Israel's government to accept refugees. Any suggestion to the contrary was fake news. Absolute rubbish, he added. In addition, the Rwandan deputy foreign minister told the Associated Press that his country has never reached any agreement with Israel on hosting any asylum seekers. Rwanda has no deal whatsoever with Israel to host any African migrants from that country. Rwanda Minister of State for Foreign Affairs tweeted on his account before confirming to the Associated Press that his country's never had any agreement of taking any refugees from Israel. According to the original plan, Rwanda was set to receive at least 10,000 of the deportees, each paid between $3,500 and $5,000 to leave, and the recipient governments were supposed to receive $5,000 per head that they took. So Israel's giving them about five grand to leave and given the country that takes them about $5,000, you know. So that's $10,000. I'm surprised that Merkel is not in flight, you know, to sign up and jerk their arm off on a sweet deal like that when here she is taking them for free. And, you know, and just working well, destroying Germany. I mean, you might as well get paid to do it, right? But be that as it may, I thought that was an interesting story, something you're not, you know, obviously going to see in the news anywhere. Now, we've been talking about the plight of California. You know, last week we were doing the story about the road signs that they have up there, and someone's putting up these signs that looked totally legitimate in California because they're a sanctuary state now. But with such actions comes consequences, and here it comes. This is from Bloomberg. California's Brown raises prospect of pension cuts in California's downturn. There's a lot. You got a lot more down to go on that turn, buddy. Supreme Court is set to consider if benefit cuts are permissible. Ruling could provide relief to the cash-strapped locality. So here are these people. They've worked their whole life. They've paid into these pension funds. They're planning on, you know, living the rest of their life with this retirement, much like the story I done last week of the of Sweden, you know, just coming out and saying, look, we're going to have to raise the retirement age. Here, they're just going to loot the pension funds. You can't trust putting your money into any fund that the government could possibly loot. So here we go. California's Governor Jerry Brown said legal rulings may clear the way for making cuts to public pension benefits, which would go against longstanding assumptions and potentially provide financial relief to the state and its local government. See, we've pissed away so much of the money until now we need to rob you of some of yours. Brown said he has a hunch the courts will modify the so-called California rule, which holds that benefits promised to public employees can't be rolled back. The state Supreme Court is set to hear a case in which lower courts ruled that reductions to pensions are permissible if the payments remain reasonable for the workers. How about that? There is more flexibility than there is currently assumed by those who discuss the California rule, Brown said during a briefing on the budget in Sacramento. He said that in the next recession, the governor will have the option of considering pension cutbacks for the first time. It's so predictable. It's so predictable. When you set out on this full, when you eat the entire nation wrecking pill, when you sign up off the menu, I would like the full nation wrecking enchilada, full boat, please. Oh, okay, we'll implement that. Oh, now we don't have any money, and our whole state is going bankrupt because we're housing this gigantic welfare state, and then all the crime that comes with it. We've got this big prison system. So now the good people that's worked hard and played by the rules and paid in, we'll have to loot them out. Well, what are they going to do about it? Well, probably not a gosh darn thing. They'll just sit back. This would be a major shift in California, where municipal officials have long believed they could adjust the benefits even as they struggled to cover the cost. They have raised taxes and dipped into reserves to meet rising contributions. The California Public Employees Retirement System, the nation's largest public pension system, has about 68% of assets needed to cover its liabilities for the fiscal year beginning in July. The state's contribution to CalPERS is double what it was in fiscal 2009. So already they've got a shortfall. Already they don't have enough money to cover their liabilities. So what's the solution? Cut the liabilities. Across the country, state and local governments have about $1.7 trillion less than what they need to cover retirement benefits, the result of investment losses, the failure by governments to make adequate contributions and perks granted in boom times. In the next downturn, when things look pretty dire, that would be one of the items on the chopping block, Brown said. So, you know, they've telegraphed this. They've told you all this up front. You know, we're going to loot you out of your pension, all you people that play by the rules and trust us and believe in the system and think that we won't do it. Well, you're fools. But, I mean, what does it say about a state to start with if they'll even elect a fool like Jerry Brown, the clown? Of course, you expect things to go down if you live in a state that would elect a clown like Jerry Brown while the whole time you're watching things go straight down. But more power to you, man. California, I'm not sure. I mean, the mudslides, I've not seen anything like these mudslides. Have you seen the mudslides in California? It's almost like the state, the earth itself is trying to battle the residents of California. I mean, you've had the wildfires, it's burnt houses down. I'm not condoning it. I'm not making fun. I'm just saying what has happened. You've had these massive wildfires like I've never seen before. And then these torrential rains, and then these mudslides. And when the mudslides go through the community, it looks like Land of the Lost afterwards. It looks like Land of the freaking Lost. Big boulders and rocks. Oprah Winfrey's house getting mudslides through it. I mean, it's just incredible what's happened in the state. Well, I tell you what, before we move on to any other news, you know, last week I was talking about Monica Schaefer, and I've never played this clip. This clip is what the whole controversy is about. Monica Schaefer, as you know, if you listen to this broadcast, is in prison today in Germany, even though she's a citizen of Canada, which doesn't say much. I mean, Canada don't stand for much of anything. I mean, you look at their hate crime laws, look at some of the other cases, Ernest Zundel. I mean, you may know. She went there. Ernest Zundel's attorney that defended him. Ernest Zundel's dead now, but the attorney that defended him, Sylvia Stoltz, is on trial. She's already been convicted and done time, but apparently she's on trial again. And Monica Schaefer had went over just to witness the crime, or witness the trial, and this is what happened. I want to play this clip for you now. This is what the whole controversy is about, and this is Monica Schaefer. So this will shed some light on what this whole controversy is about. This is the YouTube video that she made. So, Sam, we'll go ahead and roll that now.
Hello, I'm Monica Schaefer. I was born and raised in Canada, first-generation Canadian citizen of German heritage. My parents both came from Germany. They immigrated to Canada in 1951 and 52, respectively. There was a bit of a disconnect between what I experienced in the home life and what I felt outside the home. I loved the rich German traditions and culture that I grew up with, and yet I felt ashamed of my German-ness when I was at school or outside with my friends. I learned very quickly to hide my heritage. It started in the first week of school. Day one, I wore my beautiful little Dirndlkleid, a traditional German dress, and on day two, children were taunting me. Hey, you forgot to take off your apron, ha ha ha, as they were running away, or Heil Hitler, ha ha, again, taunting me. I didn't exactly know the meaning of that, but I knew it was not friendly. They were being cruel. That was very clear to me. I'm reminded just now of the plight of the indigenous peoples of North America. They were also made to be ashamed of their culture. I would like to share with you now a deep regret that I have for something which I would like to apologize to my parents for, but cannot, because they are no longer alive. Many years ago, I reproached my mother. You see, I had been thoroughly indoctrinated, as we all were. The stories seemed to be all around us, in school, in television, in the very air. And the evilness of Adolf Hitler was as deep and diabolic as imaginable. I said to her, to my mother, why didn't you, your friends, your folk, your family, why didn't you do something to stop these bad things from happening? Stop Hitler and stop these death camps. You should have done something. You must have known. I was really upset. My reproach was bitter. She listened. And she paused, and very quietly, and in a sad tone of voice, she said, we didn't know about any of that. We just did not know. We did not hear about anything like that. Well, now I know why she did not know. It is because these things did not happen. It is only since the last couple of years, since about 2014, that I have begun to understand that this is the biggest and most pernicious and persistent lie in all of history. Everything has been turned upside down, on its head. Yes, there were detention camps. Nobody denies that there were camps. And yes, the prisoners were kept against their will. Again, nobody denies that. But these were work camps. The prisoners of the camps were being kept as healthy and as well fed as was possible in those terrible war years. They needed to be kept healthy. How else could they perform the work? It was war, and so the camps were basically armaments factories. And how much sense does it make, by the way, to have a hospital in a death camp? There were no gas chambers there. The only gas that was used was to get rid of the lice. Lice carried typhus, and typhus was a deadly and rampant disease. So they had to delouse the clothing to keep the people healthy. Now, why would they do that if the goal was to just exterminate the Jews? Makes no sense. That is the 6 million lie, as I now like to call it, in a nutshell. There is so much more to learn about this, and this is all readily available now in 2016 thanks to the digital age, with or without the thought laws. Back to my family. What a relief it is for me to learn that my parents and grandparents were not part of a people that suddenly became monsters overnight. The reproach which I directed at my mother, I wish I could apologize to her for this. I am, in effect, apologizing to her now, to her spirit. I would like to invite you to find out more by searching the following titles that had such a meaningful and healing influence on me. Thank you.
All right, there you have it, Monica Schaefer. Now that is, I'm not certain if, I think there may be two videos. I'm not 100% certain. It seems, in my memory, it seems like I played a different one. It may be two videos that are around this controversy. This is one of them, though. This is one of them. This is why she's in jail in Germany today. And, you know, this is a story that really gets no coverage anywhere. You know, I don't know, other than a few alternative media websites. Y'all maybe remember the story of Arthur Topham. I was out of Canada. I was doing that story, I don't know, I guess a couple of years ago. He had rewrote the book. There was a book written in the, I think in the 40s, don't hold me to that, my memory doesn't serve me on, I can't remember exactly, but Germany Must Die was the name of the book, and he had rewrote the exact book and just changed some of the names, and he was up on charges in Canada. So it's really amazing, because the reason that I harp on these definitions so much is this is the incremental way that they go about bringing about this type of hate crime legislation. It's just like the seatbelt law here in North Carolina. When they first put it in place, you didn't get any points on your license. It was $25. Okay, why did they do that? Because that was palatable to the people. Then they ratcheted it on up over time, and now it's $161 a seatbelt ticket, but it started at $25. You know, they get it in place, then they can ramp up the criminality once they've got the legislation in place that this is, you know, this is not going to be tolerated, this is a crime. Sure, at first it can be whatever, but eventually the goal is to put in place in America the same tyrannical laws that we see in Germany and Canada and the rest of Europe. All right, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, give me a call. Back in a moment. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to get this in real quick. A Jewish media site in Israel, Israel National News, published an opinion piece Tuesday calling on Israel to launch nuclear bombs at Iran and Germany, only days after the news outlet came under fire for publishing a piece accusing a war widow of killing her husband over her pro-peace views. In the opinion article published Tuesday, the author claims that only through nuclear annihilation of Iran and Germany, with 20 or 30 nuclear bombs each, can Israelis prevent the state's destruction. If Israel does not walk in the ways of God's Bible, author Chen Ben-Han Elihu wrote in Hebrew, it will receive a heavy punishment of near complete destruction and doom, and only a few will be saved. Now, they removed that. It's been deleted, but several other media outlets got a hold of it first, carried the story. I just throw that in to tell you, it's crazy when you look at the news from other countries and news outlets, what they report. It's just crazy. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Tony in Illinois. Tony, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Farron, yeah. I think what needs to be mentioned here, okay, about, you know, this fiasco that's been going on the last 2 days over this supposed, you know, remarks that Trump made is the vicious, anti-white tone of this Jew media. I mean, the venom being displayed against white America, okay, on this coverage. I mean, I don't know if you could see through it. I mean, it's just right in your face. Okay, the Congressional Black Caucus and all these people on these channels. It's just amazing. I mean, if white America can't see through this and wake up and smell the coffee, I mean, you know, the whole tone is just how dare Trump say this about these countries that, you know, this is, he's actually is talking about maybe slowing down the ethnic cleansing of white America. How dare he even suggest something like this? And that this is evil and white racism, and it's all right in front of your face. But, I mean, these idiots in this country, most of them aren't even paying attention to this. Okay.
Oh, I agree, Tony. I agree with you. Yeah. The Mark Dice, he did a montage of all of the media saying asshole and you know, just melting down, and you're exactly right. How dare anyone say you're going to stop bringing this third world refuse into this country? I mean, you're 100% right. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and okay, as far as, you know, the individual that's leading the charge on this, well, there's two individuals. It's this piece of filth senator from this state, okay, Dick Durbin, who, by the way, is married to a Jewish woman. Her name is Loretta Schaefer, and I assume she's some Marxist-Leninist. I don't know. I'm assuming this, okay? I'd have to, you know, I don't have the background. I've been looking her up, because he's a Marxist-Leninist. He's half Irish, half Lithuanian, and he's married to this Jewish woman, and he's a Marxist-Leninist, this guy.
And Tony,
I mean, he's a vicious bastard.
Let me say this too, Tony, that Dick Durbin, he was on, they showed him on the evening news, and he was so appalled. He was just so shaken to his core that anyone, and it's not been confirmed that he even used this language. There's some that said they didn't hear him, some that did, blah, blah, blah. But he was just, it was so atrocious that you would refer to any country. And if you go to Google, anyone that don't know, just go to Google, type in Haiti, then go to images, and you tell me what you see. Go ahead,
well,
Tony.
Okay, two other things, and I'll get it. I beg to differ with you on the Haiti, but I'm going to get to this. Okay, the next thing I just want to look at. There's what's on the table on this immigration. Either way, it's no good, because number one, okay, even if you get the Republican version of DACA, okay, is supposedly given these 900,000, I don't know, who knows if we can even believe that number. These and they're not kids. They're all in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. A lot of them have families. They have anchor babies here. Okay, they should be all thrown out of the country along with their parents. Hold me over if the music, because I got some good points here.
Yep. Hold on for me, Tony. We're coming up on a break. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, I've got Tony from Illinois on the line. Tony, go ahead. The break interrupted your thoughts.
I want to say something about Haiti, but I want to get real quick. Look, at either way, we're getting screwed, okay? What Trump is supporting is abominable too, okay? Obviously DACA, but what he is also supporting is it's H2C agricultural visa program. And it got through the Judiciary Committee, headed by this traitor from Virginia, Goodleth, okay? And people aren't talking about this, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Farron, okay? I was talking about it on Stormfront, okay? This new agricultural visa, it calls for 500,000, okay, agricultural workers, guest workers, to be imported into this country every year. And then it goes up exponentially 10% a year when they reach the 500,000. And it actually says and this passed through the Judiciary Committee, it actually says, and I don't know how they can mandate this, and I'm surprised the Mexicans aren't out there protesting against this, they're going to pay these slaves $8.34 an hour, okay? And they're going to let these agricultural companies deduct all these fees, I guess, for employing them, legal fees, uniforms, all kinds of garbage. You should read this thing. So, you know, this is an outrage, and these visas are from 12 months to 36 months. Number one, none of them are ever going to leave this country. Number two, where are these people going to live? In tents?
okay? How are they going to get around? You can't afford a car, okay? And right now, these illegals that are doing the agricultural work during harvest season, they're making $15 an hour and over. I don't know if you know about that on piecework. I mean, I've seen it all over the place. If you bust your ass out there, they're probably making more than that now. So I'm surprised these Mexicans out there aren't out there screaming about this thing. So I don't know if you realize this. It's H-2C agriculture visa program. These Republican traders just want to flood us with these illiterate. We're flooded now. But at least they're making $15 an hour. They want to pay them $8.34. Oh, and these they could use these visas in the meatpacking houses. Okay, only they're going to give them $12 an hour, and they're going to let them use these visas cutting down wood or you know trees, the loggers, which are mostly white that are making $25.30. They want to let these guys in at $8.34 an hour. So you got to check this out, Farron. This is insane. So what Trump is supporting is no good. Either side is no good. I want to get to Haiti, okay? And you're going to be in a state of shock about what I have to say about Haiti, okay? You need to get on YouTube and start searching the videos of Haiti, okay? And you're going to be in a state of shock what I have to say. It's really not that bad, okay? You got to look at these videos. These people have electricity. The roads aren't that bad. There's plenty of cars running all and trucks all over the place. They got plenty of fuel. Nobody's starving, okay? They're always showing you City Soleil, okay, which is one of the worst ghettos on the face of the earth, okay? That's what they're showing you. They're not showing you the rest of the place. Yes, it is an SH-hole for a white person, but for them, it's fine. They have cell phones. There's billboards all over the place. They have these electronic billboards like we have. You know, they're the big, like, they're TVs, okay? I don't know who gave them the light post, but they got solar light posts. And this is after the Clintons screwed them out of $5 billion. See, so the point I'm trying to make is, you need to watch these videos. You'll be in a state of shock. It's not that bad. For a white person, it's no good. Okay, you can't go there. You'll get robbed. They'll kill you. But for them, and the point I'm making, as far as sending the illegal Haitians back, there's absolutely no problem in doing it, see? Because no one's starving there. There's plenty of gas. There's plenty of food. They're just fine. Get rid of them. Send them back. They're not refugees. They're not refugees.
I think, and I'm doing this off of memory, I think at Newsweek, and I think it's been a couple of years ago, they had done a story on the poorest countries in the world, and I think Haiti came in about 20th. I think it was like 19 other nations in the world that was poorer, based on GDP and that kind of thing. Yeah, I got no problem sending them back, and I hope I don't care what shape Haiti's in, really. It's totally up to the Haitians to make it or break it or whatever. But they're of no use to us here in America. We got a lot of problems in America, but being underpopulated, I don't believe is one of them. And you know, I'm all for these countries. You know, Mexicans make Mexico great. Not again, but well, maybe if you go back far enough. But you know, it would be way more cost effective to help any country out in their country rather than, you know, bring them here, obviously. All right. Hey, thank you so much. Great points, Tony. I'm going to look into that. I was not aware of
it. Go look at the videos.
Don't get me wrong. I really don't have that much faith. I don't have that much faith in Trump to save us. I really don't. I think he's going to do some good things. We'll have to take what we can get, but he's going to let us down on a lot of stuff, and I feel certain you're correct about that. I don't disagree at all. Let me give you the last word, and then we'll go to Frank in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, they want to act like you can't send them back, that this is a terrible place, you can't send them back, because the Haitians are they're a big part of the Jewish white ethnic cleansing program in this country. And I know because I was at the head of the anti-Haitian resistance, okay, in Broward County, okay, that's Fort Lauderdale, for decades, okay. I protested against these people coming in. So many times I had been on TV, I just lost track. This is over 20 years ago. I mean, I had been on the streets yelling at them from the other side of the street. They've got AIDS, send them home, screaming at them. I did all this stuff down there, okay? But they are a big part of the Jewish ethnic cleansing program of white America. I know this, okay? I got into their organizations. I went down to the synagogues in Miami, okay? I got into these people, and, you know, what you see is just incredible. I'll let you go. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, we're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, hey, Farron. How you doing? Yeah, you know, Trump is going to do some things that are going to play to us and might even be in our favor that probably no other presidential candidate becoming president would have done. I would concede that. Other than that, I have very little faith in him doing anything substantial, long-lasting, in our favor. And Tony's right. What a lot of people, what most people out here don't get, or at least don't recognize or incorporate into their, you know, their calls, their rants, whatever, is this is not an accident. There are people, there are white people that have been brainwashed. What's it called? The syndrome that you get after you've been taken hostage and scared to death and
Stockholm.
Yeah, and you know, you've got a lot of white people out there with Stockholm syndrome. They figure they're on their way down, so they're gonna take the side of the enemy or those who are being used by our enemies. And yet you have some that are just bleeding hearts, you know, and those are the do-gooders, and they might be true believers. But the thing that's really driving all of this as far as immigration, not just illegal immigration, but immigration the way it's designed, is organized Jewry, and it is to destroy the white race. And we need to repeat that as often as we can everywhere we go. And that's what's driving it. You know, the thing is, they're always accusing us of hate. And all this is being driven by hate, their hate. And diversity is their greatest strength. It's one of their weapons that they have to use, divide and conquer. And people say, you know, a lot of RBN people tell me, Frank, don't fall for that trap. I'm not falling for the trap. It is a trap. It's not just a trap. It's a tactic that they use. But we have to live with it. I mean, it is the reality of, you know, I don't, you know, I bet if you gave me a lie detector test and you said, you know, Frank, in North Carolina, do you hate black people? You know, generally speaking, do you just basically just viscerally hate them? I'd probably pass the test if I said no, I don't. I get along with black people in general. You know, out in public, the ones that treat me with respect, I treat them in kind. But the bottom line is, all these people are, the blacks are always going to vote. Nine out of ten blacks is always going to vote to take away my rights, to take away, to work against my interests. And, you know, they've been weaponized against us. And you know, I'm sophisticated enough myself to see that. And to, I don't even blame them for it, really. See what I mean? I don't even necessarily blame them. If one of them comes at me and takes a swing at me or pulls a knife or something on me, yeah, I'm going to shoot them dead. You know, I'm going to do what I have to do to save my own life. But the Jews is another story. If I took a lie detector test on that, I'd probably just flat out just say, you know, I pretty much hate Jews. I do. You know, I mean, I can come up with a list. I can come up with that Fisher. What was his name? The Fisher guy. He was the famous chess player. I think the Jews killed him because he hated Jews. He was a Jew. But he said Jews are evil people. And then they have hijacked the United States to basically take over and dominate the world. And that's just a flat-out fact. I mean, anybody who's investigated any of this for more than a few years knows that. And then you got people like Brother Nathaniel Kapner out there that puts a lot of good insight into the Jewish community, that hive mindset that they have. And the Jews pretty much agree. You know, you can say, well, there's good Jews, bad Jews. You got the crazy radical Jews. You got the Jews that basically are the more clever Jews. They're like, oh, no, you don't want to show your hand. You don't want to push too hard. You know, you gotta bend a little bit. You gotta get back. We don't want to let our intentions be known and make it so obvious. So, you know, they're going to be against, you know, just openly, you know, murdering Palestinians in the street and stealing everything they have, that kind of thing. But in the end, Jews agree on one thing, pretty much, that Jews need to be in control of everything. And let me tell you something. When Jews are in control of everything, you lose. Also, I understand there's some clown that is sending emails out to all the talk show radio hosts that I call into, not just at RBN, but other networks as well. I just find that very interesting. I wish the clown son of a, you know what, would call in and talk to me on air or say, you know, but they don't have the guts to do that. I mean, I'd love to talk to them and see exactly what it is that I'm so wrong about. And anyway, I guess you probably have other callers, so I will make way for the other callers. Hopefully that clown SOB will call in.
Hey, thank you so much, Frank. Thank you so much. I wish we had time to go into it because Frank brought up something, that, and I should have it here, and I don't. Eric Stryker wrote a great article this past week about Google, and the gentleman that sent the Google memo out who was fired got a lawsuit against Google. They were actually threatening to have, like, mock trials if you were a Google employee and supported Trump. We'll get into that next week. That's my apology for not having it. We got Paul in New Jersey, then Michael in New York coming up. Paul in New Jersey, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
How you doing? I hope I'm not the clown the former caller was talking about.
I don't think so. Go ahead, Paul.
All right, listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about how we look at the world economically. Now, often what people do is we, you know, Americans, we love to think we're so rich. We're the richest people on the planet, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is we live in what my father-in-law from the Czech Republic says is, you know, barns. Our houses are made out of wood. They're relatively cheap to assemble, while meanwhile in Europe they're living in brick houses with those clay type of orange tile roofs that last a lot longer than our houses do and aren't, you know, don't succumb to termites and other problems. So we really live in a world in America which is economically inflated by the competition of living in America and by the fact that we're most of our wealth is siphoned off for the military-industrial complex. When we look at countries like Haiti, we think, oh, these poor third worlders, oh, they're so poor, et cetera, because they don't own a car. But, you know, the average American, 1 out of 7 days of your labor is to pay for your car and associated other things, you know, roads, et cetera. So we are slaves to our wealth also. We're slaves to the military-industrial complex. Now, if you look at nations like China, I believe that China is a greater gross domestic product than the United States at the present. Because, again, another thing Americans do is we buy all our food. Very few people actually grow their food, eat their food. And so every time we buy food, it's considered part of our wealth because we economize it because it's, you know, registered through a financial transaction. But in China and other supposed third world countries, they buy their food, grow their own food in their gardens and in their yards and close to them. And so because of that, that food is never, you know, accounted for economically. There's never put a number on it. You understand what I'm getting at here?
I do, and that's interesting. It's an interesting, perception of a different way to look at it. So go ahead, because we're going to run out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Haitians are living in their grass huts in Haiti, and just basically, you know, living off their mango trees and coconuts, right? And occasionally, when the hurricane comes and blows away their grass hut, they quickly put up another grass hut and go back to, you know, their local agricultural farming and all the rest. And we see them as poor. Yet the reality is we slave away, we give our money to oil companies to stay warm. By the way, that's one of the blessings of living in a northern climate, having to, you know, develop and create resources to deal with the cold. But people in these tropical environments, they don't have those issues. And so, in a sense, yeah, it is a shithole in my, excuse my language, it is an asshole, Haiti, in the sense that there's other pathologies associated with blacks in that island, but I think we are probably not looking at really wealth in a correct way. Americans are slaves, and we just don't know it.
Well, I agree with you on that. And, you know, it doesn't, and I'm sure you feel the same way, Paul, it doesn't matter to me how they live. You know, it's not my responsibility as a human being to try to take care of the world or other places. They got to be responsible for themselves. And Haiti's had ample time and ample help through governments and religious organizations and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and there's just absolutely no reasoning. We're supposed to believe we're moving toward more automation, but at the same time, we're supposed to bring in illiterate people that have a difficult time assimilating into our population. Hey, good points. Thanks so much, Paul. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll go with Michael in New York, probably the last caller we'll have time for. Thanks again, Paul, for your comments. We'll be back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know I'm a dreamer. We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Michael in New York. Michael, we got just a few minutes. They're yours. Go ahead.
Good morning, Farron. Thank you, sir. You know, the bottom line is that our traitors in our country that run our government are just giving away everything that we have to foreigners. I mean, billions a year to foreign countries and the United Nations, that alone. We'd be so wealthy right now if they didn't do that. But no, they keep doing that, and the incredible salaries all these congressmen, senators make, somehow, they're all retiring as millionaires, even though their salaries are like 150, 200 grand a year. I mean, these guys got to get cut off from all that, and there shouldn't be any pay or salary to represent our government. It's not a job or a career. It's a duty. And after your term is up, move along so the next American can do his duty and serve our country. That's the way it should be. That's the way the Founding Fathers started it off and how far we've deviated from that. And that's the primary reason why they sold this out, because we have the best politicians money can buy. And like you said, Farron, you know, hey, bless, you know, good luck to all the countries. We wish them all well. It's none of our business what their, how they run their country, what their internal affairs are. We have to focus on ourselves. And if we don't, then these traitors in our government are going to turn us into an asshole like the rest of the third world countries. And that's clearly what the United Nations agenda is all about. The United Nations is definitely our primary enemy, and we have to cut off all ties, associations, and funding to them, commie, Nazi, Antichrist organization, which is the seat of the Antichrist forces that want to destroy our republic. And the Americans, they just got to wake up to that. It's really ridiculous. And regarding stealing the pension money in California, they're going to be doing that in all the states. Let's recall when Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Obama, when he was talking about how the pensions ought to be under government control. And so that was the warning shot that as soon as they do that, they're gonna steal it all like they steal everything else, the Social Security and all that. And what's really amazing, to prove that they're all insane, like that weirdo Jerry Brown, he's a homo, and he's definitely very flaky in many ways, that's for sure. He's proven that over time. But California used to give free tuition to the California residents, not out-of-staters coming in there for, like, a college degree, but the Californians. They got free tuition up until, I believe, the early mid-'80s because they were bankrupt. And so they had to stop that. And I guess they haven't learned their lesson, and none of these idiots running our states and state governments or federal government learn these lessons, because they truly must be insane, because the definition of insanity is you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So they are mentally all disabled big time, and they ought to be kicked out of office just for that alone, besides the treason and racketeering.
Oh, I agree. And I didn't know that about the free tuition in California. But yeah, the United Nations is working, they are working feverishly to destroy all the European countries while we pay in and fund it. I mean, we need so to dismantle and eliminate the United Nations. And I agree with you. All these countries have, it's always about they have the right for self-determination. Well, let them determine it, whether it's good or bad or in between. I can't help it. We can't be the policemen of the world. No matter how hard we try, it's bankrupting us and making us a hated nation. And we can't right all the injustices in other nations. And we certainly can't bring them all here. So, you know, we've got a lot of problems. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Sorry to Mike in Arizona. When they come for your gold, give them the lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.